Blog Talk Radio.
For this great day that he's given us. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I pray that you are having or ready for a good holiday today. I think it's a day off for most people. Today is Memorial Day, or the celebration of it. We want to thank God for, as we remember, all those who sacrificed and gave of themselves and the ultimate way, losing their lives, and those who have helped this country to be what it is today, in the positive, of course. So we want to thank God for today. If you have family members who have lost their lives in war, we pray specifically an extra for you today. Because you bear the burden and the pain of the freedoms that this country endures and this country has. You bear the scars of that, for that loved one that you've had, that's lost, that is gone. Amen. So we thank God for your sacrifice, and we pray that these wars and conflicts if we find ourselves in, that they will just cease and they will go away because people's lives are at stake, and that we think we remember that these people are humans, these are people with families. And so we just pray for our nation and pray for the leadership of our country, that we would, that they would understand and not move to enter into these conflicts lightly, and that the rhetoric that's being spoken, this warmongering, this tough talk that is just taking control of this country, that we would recognize and understand that tough talk is not where we need to be. We should not wish to be a nation where all other nations just fear us. Amen. So we just got so much that we need to deal with, so much that we need to grow out of is probably the better word for me to say. So we just pray for our nation. Our nation needs prayer. Our nation needs God. We are becoming quickly a nation devoid of God, despite what we say, despite the little things that we say that make it sound spiritual. So many things that we do, we are becoming a nation devoid of God. And so we just need to pray that this nation, our country, will turn back to God in a real way, not in a supremacist way, but in the scriptural way. Let's put it that way, that we will turn to God in a scriptural way. And so we pray that that's what God would help us as a nation to do. Amen. It's Monday. Excuse my voice. You know, this is the Monday voice. I pray that you will. Amen. It's Monday, and we're thanking God for today and for the grace that He's giving us as we start a brand new week. As we start a new week, we look for opportunities and ways to speak well of God and to bless Him and to love Him and to be gracious unto Him. Amen. We pray that you would help somebody today, that you would find a way to be a blessing to someone this week and love them through difficult times and hard places, in whatever capacity God opens doors for you to be God's hands and feet and God's mouthpiece, that you would do that and that you would be a blessing to somebody who is without God or someone who has God but just might be in a difficult and tough place. And so just you'll find some words that God will give you, some word to share with them that would help them, lift them, and bless them. Amen. So we want to pray as we prepare ourselves for this brand new week. Father, thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you for love, for your compassion, for your peace. We thank you, God, because you are good. Your mercy is everlasting, and your truth endures to all generations. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you do, for the ways that you made for us. I thank you, God, for the brand new week that you have given to us, a whole new week, God, where we can experience your grace and your mercy. We can experience you. We can find ourselves in your presence. I pray, God, that we will continue to love you, continue to seek you. Pray, Lord God, for the requests that we receive during our midnight experience. And I pray, God, that for some on the phone, they have received those requests. They're praying for those requests. And so, Lord God, we lift up these requests to you, and we ask you to have your way. We ask you to minister to the people who have written these requests out. Minister to them and let them know that you've not left them. Let them know that you're with them. Don't let them feel that they are alone, God. I pray that you would begin to open doors for them, that you would answer prayers for them, that you would minister life to them, heal their bodies, bless their children, Lord God. Open opportunities in their finite. Lord, I pray that the things that they've asked you to do in these requests, so many have asked for healing, and Lord, we know that you are a healer, and you know also that healing is a children's bread. So Lord, would you please bless every request, bless every person, draw them closer to you, the requests that ask for favor in some of the things that they're working on, in some of the areas that they're working in. I pray for favor over their life, Lord God. Favor over their ideas, Lord God, the ideas that they have, that you use these opportunities to speak life to them and give wings to these ideas so that they can grow and flourish. Lord, we thank you for healing marriages in these prayer requests. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing the lives of people. And we pray, God, that you would continue to do that which pleases you as you bless and help your people. Now, Lord, go before us and guide us today. Help us to be a blessing to someone. Help us to step up to the plate of what you've called us to do. And help us, Lord God, to speak life, speak life. And Lord God, where we see lost people, help us to speak a word that would encourage them, lift them, but help them to know that you're with them. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you. Amen. Amen. God bless you, and we thank God for you. We can go forth in your day. Enjoy your time off. Enjoy it. Get some rest and look for ways to get closer to God today that you might be a blessing to people. Amen. God bless you. Bye.